Let's read together Proverbs chapter 10, verses 15 through 32. In this second half of Proverbs chapter 10, the Proverbs of Wisdom continue. Proverbs chapter 10, beginning now at verse 15. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous leads to life. The wages of the wicked to sin. He who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. Whoever hides his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy man to those who send him. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. The righteous will never be removed, but the wicked will not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverse. Let's consider some background notes. Proverbs, as you know, is one of the poetic books of the Old Testament. Hebrew poetry is characterized by a feature known as parallelism. That is, one line of verse followed by a second line of verse, which is parallel to it. If the second line is similar to the first line, it is called synonymous parallelism. If the second line is in contrast to the first line, it is called antithetic parallelism, and usually has the conjunction but joining the two lines. Now, there are other forms of parallelism, but as you can imagine, there is a lot of antithetic parallelism in the book of Proverbs. In fact, look at the first half of this chapter. It is mostly antithetic parallelism. Let's just read verses 11 through 14 once again. Proverbs 10, verses 11 through 14, beginning at verse 11. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Wisdom is found on the lips of him who has understanding, but a rod is for the back of him who is devoid of understanding. Wise people store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. From Proverbs chapter 10, verses 11 through 14. That's antithetic parallelism, and we'll see more of it in this chapter and in the rest of the book of Proverbs. And that brings us once again to our doctrinal point. For the Proverbs of Wisdom. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. That's our doctrinal point. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verses 15 and 16. Let's read these verses once again. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous leads to life. The wages of the wicked to sin. Here we have two proverbs about money. In reference to money, we know that 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says that the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. 1 Timothy 6:10. Notice it is not money, but the love of money. Here in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 15, we see that the Bible teaches that money can be used wisely for security purposes, such as insurance and staying debt-free, for example. On the other hand, the poor, unfortunately, go further into debt. We see in verse 16 that we can use our hard-earned money for blessings in life, such as giving to the service of the Lord, unlike the wicked who use their money to sin. Verse 17, he who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. So what's the key for avoiding a shipwrecked life? Answer, submit to discipline and correction, even though it may not be pleasant, and even though it may be sometimes painful. We all like to give out correction to others, but can we take it ourselves? Verse 18, whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. Hatred of someone is a sin and leads to further sin. You will either lie to cover up your hatred or play the fool and openly slander the person you hate. Verse 19, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. Unfortunately, many of us never seem to learn this lesson. Verse 20, the tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. Wow, what a contrast. The tongue of the righteous is like sterling silver. There is great value in what is said. Why? Because that person's heart is right. They want to do what's right. But the heart of the wicked has little value, like paper compared to sterling silver. And you can't get words of value from a heart of no value. Remember, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Verse 21, Proverbs 10, 21. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. What the righteous say will nourish and edify the godly, as when you share scripture, for example. The many words of fools don't have enough spiritual nourishment to keep themselves alive, let alone others. Verse 22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Now, what does that second line mean? And he adds no sorrow with it. Doesn't the Lord allow believers to suffer? The point of this proverb is that if you look to the Lord, you can be sure that you will be rich in his blessings. And he may even bless you with money. But if he does, he doesn't attach sorrows to it. But if you want to get rich and try to get rich and sell your soul to get rich, you will have sorrows. That's the way it is, as 1 Timothy 6, 9 says. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. 1 Timothy 6, 9. Notice it doesn't say they may. They will. In other words, if you desire to want to get rich, and that's your top priority, and you try to get rich and sell your soul to get rich, you will have sorrows associated with this. Verse 23, Proverbs 10, 23. To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. Now, this does not mean that you are a fool if you like practical jokes. But practical jokes are not always a wise course of action, because they could cross the line and become an evil habit or evil sport. Verse 24, Proverbs 10, 24. The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted. Ultimately, the wicked will experience their worst fear, lost forever. And the righteous will experience their desires, because the desires of the righteous are in line with the will of God. Verse 25, when the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. The whirlwind here would be God's whirlwind of judgment. just as tornadoes come suddenly and sweep everything away in their path, so it will be with God's judgment of the wicked. But the righteous have nothing to worry about. The Lord is their reinforced concrete underground protective bunker. Verse 26. Now, verse 26 we will come back to for our practical application. In verses 27 through 30, we have several blessings that come to the righteous, but do not come to the wicked. Note the blessings as we read these verses. Proverbs 10, 27 through 30. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. You notice the antithetic parallelism there, right? The two lines in each verse connected by the but. Righteous living tends for longevity. Sinful living tends for a shorter life. Verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Dissipation, drugs, and drink bring death on faster. Another blessing of the righteous is that their innate desire for joy is realized. But the unrighteous are bound to be disappointed. Verse 28. Another blessing for the righteous is security. But the wicked can expect ruin and destruction, and they will not inherit the land of blessing. Verses 29 and 30. Now, verses 31 and 32 are about the subject of talking and very practical. Let's read these verses. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverse. A person's talk indicates a person's character. Talk that motivates people to do the right thing comes from a godly speaker. Perverse talk indicates perverse character. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. And now let's move to our practical application for the second half of Proverbs chapter 10. Don't let the smoke get in your eyes. Don't let the smoke get in your eyes. Now that's good advice when you're on the wrong side of a campfire on a windy night. But how is that a practical application for Proverbs chapter 10? Look at verse 26 once again. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy man to those who send him. Who is the vinegar and smoke in this verse? A lazy worker. As vinegar is sour tasting and smoke irritates your eyes, so a lazy worker or messenger is annoying and irritating. The job never gets completed. The errand never gets run, or the message never gets through. So what would be the practical advice here from Proverbs 10:26? Don't hire lazy messengers, and don't give jobs or errands to lazy workers. In other words, be wise. Don't let the smoke get in your eyes.